Now, Prague's biggest square, Karlovy Náměstí, could be getting a facelift, which could transform it from being a rather scrappy green traffic intersection into something much more attractive. Moves to push forward changes have taken another step with a lively three-hour public meeting over the transformation. Chris Johnston looks into the debate stirred up over the historic square.
I'm standing in what is one of the centrepieces of the Czech capital, Karlovy Náměstí, or Charles Square. Facing me is the impressive church of St. Ignatius of Loyola. On the other side of the square is the new town hall. And facing that is the Faust House, where Faust is supposed to have made his pact with the devil. But what used to be a bustling cattle market under Emperor Carol IV in the 14th century and was then transformed into a landscape park by the celebrated Czech landscape architect František Tomáš is now cut up into three sections by two main roads and a busy tram track. And I'm now surrounded by this type of mechanical horsepower. But a series of proposals by the local council are seeking to make the square more than the sum of its separate parts. I spoke to Prague 2 Deputy Mayor Václav Vondrášek about what the council are planning to do.
Ten park byl původně The
park under Karol IV and then František Tomáš was originally conceived as one area. Today the whole square is cut into three pieces by traffic. The authors of these studies are trying to combine them again.
Takže autoři těch studií se snažili o jakési propojení.
Such steps could at least mitigate some of the traffic blight being suffered, says Mr. Vondrášek.
Největší problém je nepochybně doprava. Jednak tam vede metro.
The biggest problem now is undoubtedly traffic. There is a metro, some of the most used tram routes, and road traffic linking the left and right banks of the Vltava.
Který propojuje pravý a levý břeh Vltavy.
After failing to get the traffic diverted elsewhere, the council is trying to blunt its noise and visual impact. One of the most praised and probably expensive transformation projects submitted to the council and public would see a wide, gradually sloping underpass built under the road dividing the park's two main sections. Another envisages a current metro vestibule at the edge of the square extended to give direct access to the park. But the eventual blueprint for change is likely to be a pick and mix of the best from the 22 proposals put forward to the local council so far, says Mr. Vondrášek. But before taking any bold steps, the council is seeking to sound out conservation authorities about the possible changes. If and when these and other bodies are on board, a tender for the square's transformation could be launched by the end of the year and work could begin in 2010.
Chris Johnston reporting there on plans to transform Karlovy Náměstí or Charles